Chapter 6, Complex Intonation. This is the beginning of an extremely important part of spoken American English. The rhythms and intonation patterns of the long streams of nouns and adjectives that are so commonly used. These exercises will tie in the intonation patterns of adjectives, nice, old, best, etc., nouns, dog, house, surgeon, etc., and adverbs, very, really, amazingly, etc. One way of approaching sentence intonation is not to build each sentence from scratch. Instead, use patterns, with each pattern similar to a mathematical formula. Instead of plugging in numbers, however, plug in words. In exercise 4-2, we looked at simple noun-verb-noun patterns, and in exercise 5-1 and 5-2, the syllable count intonation patterns were covered. Here, we'll examine intonation patterns in two-word phrases. It's important to note that there's a major difference between syllable stress and compound noun stress patterns. In the syllable count exercises, each syllable was represented by a single musical note. In the noun phrases, each individual word will be represented by a single musical note, no matter how many total syllables there may be. At times, what appears to be a single syllable word will have a longer sound to it. Seed takes longer to say than seat, for example. Exercise 6-1. Single word phrases. Repeat the following noun and adjective sentences.
1. It's a nail. It's short. 2. It's a cake. It's chocolate. 3. It's a tub. It's hot. 4. It's a drive. It's hard. 5. It's a door. It's in back. 6. It's a card. There are 4. 7. It's a spot. It's small. 8. It's a book. It's good.
Write your own noun and adjective sentences below. You'll be using these examples throughout this series of exercises.
Two-word phrases. Descriptive phrases. Nouns are heavier than adjectives. They carry the weight of the new information. An adjective and a noun combination is called a descriptive phrase, and in the absence of contrast or other secondary changes, the stress will always fall naturally on the noun. In the absence of a noun, you'll stress the adjective, but as soon as a noun appears on the scene, it takes immediate precedence and should be stressed.
Exercise 6-2. Sentence stress with descriptive phrases. Repeat the following sentences.
1. It's short. It's a short nail. 2. It's chocolate. It's a chocolate cake. 3. It's good. It's a good plan. 4. It's guarded. It's a guarded gate. 5. It's wide. It's a wide river. 6. There are 4. There are 4 cards. 7. It was small. It was a small spot. 8. It's the best. It's the best book.
Pause the CD and write your own adjective and noun adjective sentences. Use the same words from exercise 6-1. Exercise 6-3. Two types of descriptive phrases. Repeat.
1. It's a short nail. It's really short. 2. It's a chocolate cake. It's dark chocolate. 3. It's a hot bath. It's too hot. 4. It's a hard drive. It's extremely hard. 5. It's the back door. It's far back. 6. There are 4 cards. There are only 4. 7. It's a small spot. It's laughably small. 8. It's a good book. It's amazingly good.
Pause the CD and write your own adjective noun and adverb adjective sentences, carrying over from Exercise 6-2. Exercise 6-4. Descriptive Phrase Story, The Ugly Duckling. The following well-known story has been rewritten to contain only descriptions. Stress the second word of each phrase. Repeat after me.
There's a mother duck. She lays 3 eggs. Soon there are 3 baby birds. 2 of the birds are very beautiful. 1 of them is quite ugly. The beautiful ducklings make fun of their ugly brother. The poor thing is very unhappy. As the 3 birds grow older, the ugly duckling begins to change. His gray feathers turn snowy white. His gangly neck becomes beautifully smooth. In early spring, the ugly duckling is swimming in a small pond in the backyard of the old farm. He sees his shimmering reflection in the clear water. What a great surprise! He's no longer an ugly duckling. He has grown into a lovely swan.
Set Phrases: A Cultural Indoctrination to American Norms. When I learned the alphabet as a child, I heard it before I saw it. I heard that the last 4 letters were W, X, Y, Z. I thought that W was a long, strange name for a letter, but I didn't question it any more than I did H. It was just a name. Many years later, it struck me that it was a double U. Of course, a W is really UU. I had such a funny feeling, though, when I realized that something I had taken for granted for so many years had a background meaning that I had completely overlooked. This funny feeling is exactly what most native speakers get when a 2-word phrase is stressed on the wrong word. When 2 individual words go through the cultural process of becoming a set phrase, the original sense of each word is more or less forgotten, and the new meaning completely takes over. When we hear the word painkiller, we think anesthetic. If, however, someone says painkiller, it brings up the strength and almost unrelated meaning of kill. When you have a 2-word phrase, you have to either stress on the first word or on the second word. If you stress both or neither, it's not clear what you're trying to say. Stress on the first word is more noticeable in one of the most important concepts of intonation that you're going to study. At first glance, it doesn't seem significant, but the more you look at this concept, the more you're going to realize that it reflects how we Americans think, what concepts we have adopted as our own, and what things we consider important. Set phrases are our cultural icons, or word images. They are indicators of a determined use that we have internalized. These set phrases, with stress on the first word, have been taken into everyday English from descriptive phrases with stress on the second word. As soon as a descriptive phrase becomes a set phrase, the emphasis shifts from the second word to the first. The original sense of each word is more or less forgotten, and the new meaning takes over. Set phrases indicate that we have internalized this phrase as an image, that we all agree on a concrete idea that this phrase represents. 100 years or so ago, when Levi Strauss first came out with his denim pants, they were described as blue jeans. Now that we all agree on the image, however, they are blue jeans. A more recent example would be the descriptive phrase, "He's a real party animal." This slang expression refers to someone who has a great time at a party. When it first became popular, the people using it needed to explain, with their intonation, that he was an animal at a party. As time passed, the expression became cliché, and we changed the intonation to, "He's a real party animal," because everyone knew what it meant. Clichés are hard to recognize in a new language, because what may be an old and tired expression to a native speaker may be fresh and exciting to a newcomer. One way to look at English from the inside out, rather than always looking from the outside in, is to get a feel for what Americans have already accepted and internalized. This starts out as a purely language phenomenon, but you will notice that as you progress and undergo the relentless cultural indoctrination of standard intonation patterns, you will find yourself expressing yourself with the language cues and signals that will mark you as an insider, not an outsider. When the interpreter was translating for the former Russian President Gorbachev about his trip to San Francisco in 1990, his pronunciation was good, but he placed himself on the outside by repeatedly saying cable car. The phrase cable car is an image, an established entity, and was very noticeable to hear it stressed on the second word as a mere description. An important point that I would like to make is that the rules you are given here are not meant to be memorized. This discussion is only an introduction to give you a starting point in understanding this phenomenon and in recognizing what to listen for. Read it over, think about it, then listen, try it out, listen some more, and try it out again. As you become familiar with intonation, you will become more comfortable with American norms, thus the cultural orientation, or even cultural indoctrination, aspect of the following examples. Note, when you get the impression that a two-word description could be hyphenated or even made into one word, it's a signal that it could be a set phrase. For example, flash, light, flash, light, flashlight. Also, stress the first word with street, main street, and nationalities of food and people. Mexican food, Chinese girls.
Exercise 6-5. Sentence stress with set phrases. Repeat the following sentences.
1. It's a finger. It's a nail. It's a fingernail. 2. It's a pan. It's a cake. It's a pancake. 3. It's a tub. It's hot. It's a hot tub. 4. It's a drive. It's hard. It's a hard drive. 5. It's a bone. It's in back. It's the backbone. 6. It's a card. It's a trick. It's a card trick. 7. It's a spot. It's a light. It's a spotlight. 8. It's a book. It's a phone. It's a phone book.
Pause the CD and write your own noun and set phrase sentences, carrying over the same nouns you used in exercise 6-2. Remember, when you use a noun, include the article. When you use an adjective, you don't need an article. Exercise 6-6, making set phrases. Pause the CD and add a noun to each word as indicated by the picture. Exercise 6-7, set phrase story, the little match girl. The following story contains only set phrases as opposed to the descriptive story in exercise 6-4. Stress the first word of each phrase.
The little match girl was out in a snowstorm. Her feet were like ice cubes, and her fingertips had frostbite. She hadn't sold any matches since daybreak, and she had a stomach ache from the hunger pangs. But her stepmother would beat her with a broomstick if she came home with an empty coin purse. Looking into the bright living rooms, she saw Christmas trees and warm fireplaces. Out on the snowbank, she lit a match and saw the image of a grand dinner table of food before her. As the matchstick burned, the illusion slowly faded. She lit another one and saw a room full of happy family members. On the last match, her grandmother came down and carried her home. In the morning, the passers-by saw the little match girl. She had frozen during the nighttime, but she had a smile on her face. Contrasting a description and a set phrase. We now have two main intonation patterns, first word stress and second word stress. In the following exercise, we'll contrast the two.
Exercise 6-8. Contrasting descriptive and set phrases. Repeat after me.
1. It's a short nail. It's a fingernail. 2. It's a chocolate cake. It's a pancake. 3. It's a hot bath. It's a hot tub. 4. It's a long drive. It's a hard drive. 5. It's the back door. It's the backbone. 6. There are 4 cards. It's a card trick. 7. It's a small spot. It's a spotlight. 8. It's a good book. It's a phone book.
Pause the CD and rewrite your descriptive phrases and set phrases. Exercise 6-9, two-word stress. Repeat the following pairs.
A light bulb. A light bulb. Blue pants. Blue jeans. A cold fish. A goldfish. A greyhound. A greyhound. An old key. An inn key. A white house. The White House. A nice watch. A wristwatch. A sticky web. A spider web. A clean cup. A coffee cup. A sharp knife. A steak knife. A baby alligator. A baby bottle. A shiny tack. Thumbtacks. A wire brush. A hairbrush. A new ball. A football. A toy gun. A machine gun. A silk bow. A band-aid. A bright star. A firecracker. Mary Jones. A mailbox. Bob Smith. A spray can. Foreign affairs. A wine glass. Down payment. A footprint. New York. A strawberry. Social Security. A fig leaf. City Hall. An ice cream.
Summary of stress in two-word phrases. First word. Set phrases. Light bulb. Streets. Main Street. Company or corporation. Xerox Corporation. Nationalities of food. Chinese food. Nationalities of people. French guy. Second word. Descriptive phrases. New information. Road designations. Fifth Avenue. Modified adjectives. Really big. Place names and parks. New York. Central Park. Institutions or incorporated. Oakland Museum. Xerox Inc. Personal names and titles. Bob Smith. Assistant manager. Personal pronouns and possessives. His car. Bob's brother. Articles. The bus. A week. An hour. Initials and acronyms. U.S. IQ. Chemical compounds. Zinc oxide. Colors and numbers. Red-orange. 26. Most compound verbs. Go away. Sit down. Fall off. Percent and dollar. 10%. $50. Hyphenated nationalities. African American. Descriptive nationalities. Mexican restaurant.
Nationalities. When you're in a foreign country, the subject of nationalities naturally comes up a lot. It'd be nice if there were a simple rule that said all the words using nationalities are stressed on the first word. There isn't, of course. Take this preliminary quiz to see if you need to do this exercise. For simplicity's sake, we'll stick with one nationality, American.
Exercise 6-10, Nationality Intonation Quiz. Pause the CD and stress one word in each of the following examples. Repeat after me.
1. An American guy. 2. An American restaurant. 3. American food. 4. An American teacher. 5. An English teacher.
Exercise 6-11. Contrasting descriptive and set phrases. Repeat the following pairs.
An English teacher teaches English. An English teacher is from England. An English book teaches the English language. An English book is on any subject, but it came from England. An English test tests a student on the English language. An English test is on any subject, but it deals with or came from England. English food is kippers for breakfast. An English restaurant serves kippers for breakfast. Intonation can indicate completely different meanings for otherwise similar words or phrases. For example, an English teacher teaches English, but an English teacher is from England. French class is where you study French, but French class is Gallic style and sophistication. An orange tree grows oranges, but an orange tree is any kind of tree that's been painted orange.
Exercise 6-12, Contrast of Compound Nouns. In the following list of words, underline the element that should be stressed. Pause the CD. Repeat after me.
1. The White House. 2. A White House. 3. A dark room. 4. A dark room. 5. Fifth Avenue. 6. Main Street. 7. A main street. 8. A hot dog. 9. A hot dog. 10. A baby blanket. 11. A baby's blanket. 12. A baby bird. 13. A blackbird. 14. A blackbird. 15. A greenhouse. 16. A greenhouse. 17. A green thumb. 18. A parking ticket. 19. A one-way ticket. 20. An unpaid ticket. 21. Convenience store. 22. Convenience store. 23. To pick up. 24. A pickup truck. 25. 6 years old. 26. A six-year-old. 27. Six and a half. 28. A sugar bowl. 29. A wooden bowl. 30. A large bowl. 31. A mixing bowl. 32. A top hat. 33. A nice hat. 34. A straw hat. 35. A chairperson. 36. PhD. 37. IBM. 38. MIT. 39. USA. 40. ASAP. 41. A doorknob. 42. A glass door. 43. A locked door. 44. Ice cream. 45. Ice cream. 46. Elementary. 47. A lemon tree. 48. Watergate. 49. The back gate. 50. The final year. 51. A yearbook. 52. United States. 53. New York. 54. Long Beach. 55. Central Park. 56. A raw deal. 57. A deal breaker. 58. The bottom line. 59. A bottom feeder. 60. A new low.
Exercise 6-13. Description and set phrase test. Let's check and see if the concepts are clear. Pause the CD and underline or highlight the stressed word. Repeat after me.
1. He's a nice guy. 2. He's an American guy from San Francisco. 3. The cheerleader needs a rubber band to hold her ponytail. 4. The executive assistant needs a paperclip for the final report. 5. The law student took an English test in a foreign country. 6. The policeman saw a red car on the freeway in Los Angeles. 7. My old dog has long ears and a flea problem. 8. The new teacher broke his coffee cup on the first day. 9. His best friend has a broken cup in his other office. 10. Let's play football on the weekend in New York. 11. Jingle Bells is a nice song. 12. Where are my new shoes? 13. Where are my tennis shoes? 14. I have a headache from the heat wave in South Carolina. 15. The newlyweds took a long walk in Long Beach. 16. The little dog was sitting on the sidewalk. 17. The famous athlete changed clothes in the locker room. 18. The art exhibit was held in an empty room. 19. There was a class reunion at the high school. 20. The headlines indicated a new policy. 21. We got online and went to AmericanAccent.com. 22. The stock options were listed in the company directory. 23. All the second graders were out on the playground.
Exercise 6-14. Descriptions and set phrases. Goldilocks. Read the story and stress the indicated words. Notice if they're a description, a set phrase, or contrast. Repeat after me.
There's a little girl. Her name is Goldilocks. She's in a sunny forest. She sees a small house. She knocks on the door, but no one answers. She goes inside. In the large room, there are three chairs. Goldilocks sits on the biggest chair, but it's too high. She sits on the middle-sized one, but it's too low. She sits on the small chair, and it's just right. On the table, there are three bowls. There's hot porridge in the bowls. She tries the first one, but it's too hot. The second one is too cold. And the third one is just right. So she eats it all. After that, she goes upstairs. She looks around. There are three beds. So she sits down. The biggest bed is too hard. The middle-sized bed is too soft. The little one is just right. So she lies down. Soon she falls asleep. In the meantime, the family of three bears comes home. The papa bear, the mama bear, and the baby bear. They look around. They say, "Who's been sitting in our chairs and eating our porridge?" Then they run upstairs. They say, "Who's been sleeping in our beds?" Goldilocks wakes up. She's very scared. She runs away. Goldilocks never comes back.
Phrasal verbs. When you have a verb and a preposition, it's called a phrasal verb. These are idiomatic expressions that can't be translated literally. They tend to be stressed on the second word, such as sit down, fall off, get up, put away, come back, etc. If you have a phrasal verb, such as pick up, and you put the stress on the first word, it turns into a noun meaning truck, as in, he was driving a pickup truck. Don't come back. He's planning his big comeback. Let's back up and start again. Do you have a backup plan? The children have run off. The sewer runoff polluted the stream. Could you print this out? Could you make a printout? They broke up last week. It was a terrible breakup. Could you call me back? I'm still waiting for a call back. We're going to have to cut back. The cutbacks are ruining the program. Sure, go ahead. We got the go-ahead. We need to work around the problem. He came up with a good workaround. The heirlooms were handed down. I won't wear hand-me-downs. How much was left over? What? Leftovers again? It didn't work out. It was a great workout. The dogs ran away. It was a runaway bestseller. He knocked me down and dragged me out. It was a knockdown, drag-out fight.